Speaking of the economy, that term economy is used constantly in news stories or opinion pieces about Michigan, its trials and tribulations, its budding recovery. But John Austin would like us to get thinking about what he calls the blue economy, the one based on the Great Lakes and water-related industry. John is the director of the Michigan Economic Center, and that's affiliated with the Prima Civitas Foundation. And John Austin is kind enough to join us in the studio. Good to have you with us. I always love saying Prima Civitas because it reminds me of my favorite teacher in ninth grade Latin. So it just
your Latin's terrific. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you. Good to be with you, John. You coined the term blue economy. What does it actually mean?
Well, we've got our heads around the fact that there's a green economy. Mm-hmm. With lots of new technologies and clean energy, lots of retrofitting of our homes, our communities to save energy.
The environment.
And also green places with outdoors, parks, and ability to enjoy nature, and even lifestyles where you choose products that are made sustainably are important decisions. There's a very analogous blue economy. Our water is a precious resource globally. Water needs to be used smarter, better, more efficiently, and clean. And water is such a magical place to find. You know, people like to – we love to live and walk and enjoy being near the water because it's a magical quality of place definer. So there's lots of new jobs and industry to be created in water treatment, water cleaning, water technology businesses. There's lots of systems from manufacturing to our homes where we want to use water much more efficiently and help save the planet. And then, you know, here in Ann Arbor, when you have an effort like River Up, which says for eons we had our backs to and used the Huron River as a dumping ground, let's provide access to it. Let's enjoy it. And all of those efforts where we sort of leverage our water as a wonderful thing to enjoy and be on and be around matter enormously to economic development and making places communities that people both want to live in because they are animating new values about sustainability and they're doing the research and problem solving like here at the University of Michigan Water Center or Grand Valley Institute's Water Center out on Muskegon. These are growth opportunities where we have wonderful assets to build on part of what's uniquely special about Michigan as the Great Lakes State.
When you think about Michigan and the other Great Lakes states, so these eight states, when you realize we're holding nearly one-fifth of the fresh water on the surface of the earth, and as you look at the history, I'd love your thoughts as to just how is it that we have some of the most horrific, awful urban wastelands and these ghost factories sitting along the shores of the lakes. We understand that, you know, the industrial Midwest suffered this decline in the latter part of the 20th century, but beyond that, what did it say about the way we thought of our Great Lakes?
Well, the story of the Great Lakes and the great industrial and agricultural development that powered us was we grew because of the water first. It was the trade route. We sent our timber floating out and to be chopped up. We sent our agricultural goods out to feed the world. And then we converted these raw materials to make things, you know, the great paper mills and car factories and steel productions along the Great Lakes. All of that was powered by water. So we used and abused our water.
Abused,
and when the Cuyahoga River catches on fire, the Kalamazoo River was toxic and polluted because of the paper mills, that's when we needed to obviously clean that up. But it's really to clean up the legacies of the industrial era. And we need to appreciate now that water matters much more powerfully, not as an input or a trade route, but it matters as this magical place definer where people want to live and work and create their businesses with access to water as a enjoyment in their lives. And water matters as we try to solve the global problems of cleaning water, using it much more efficiently. Let me give you two examples.
Yeah.
You know, Traverse City, for example, in Michigan was one of the first communities that wiped away their legacy relics on their waterfront. In their case, it was the cherry canneries, and they cleaned up that waterfront, which is, you know, expensive. We have more brownfields and abandoned factories and things around our Great Lakes than any place, you know, in the country because of who we are.
Yeah.
But once you clean that up and redevelop it, keep some for walkways, keep some for marinas, allow some of it to go back to be a beautiful beach to walk along, the quality of life in a Traverse City is so powerful because of that special being on the lake ability that you see not just tourists. You know, we go up there and enjoy dropping our money when we visit Traverse City. But professionals who can choose to live and work anywhere are choosing to live in a beautiful community in large part because it's just a special piece of real estate with that kind of lifestyle to enjoy. You also have great firms that are emblematic of what powered our economy. Cascade Engineering in Grand Rapids, one of my favorites. Here's an auto parts maker, plastic injection mold auto parts. Mm-hmm. Their CEO, I mean, a big company. That business has declined, but their CEO took them into making green products. But now they've developed an innovative freshwater filtering and cleaning device for use in the third world, very cheap. So 60% of the people in hospital in the developing world are there because of waterborne pathogens. Hmm. So here we're making something, converting that competency that made us great in manufacturing to make a product that's desperately needed around the world, and we're selling it, and we're also contributing to solving world's health problems. So you have young people who are going to school at the Grand Valley Water Resources Institute. They are desperate to go and intern at Cascade Engineering and work there and take their engineering and other talents because they want to contribute to solving big world problems. And if we give them that opportunity right here in Michigan, it's also sending a message about who we are. We're the forward-leaning place that's the innovator on sustainable water, sustainable energy, sustainable agriculture. These are the things that people want to work on that the world desperately needs. And we can make money and create new jobs as part of the process.
If you've just joined us, I'm speaking with John Austin, who's the director of the Michigan Economic Center, talking about the blue economy, the one that is powered by water. You know, and as we kind of looked at that historic progress of the way we regarded the shoreline. So you talk about what Traverse City has done, and we're certainly aware Detroit is endeavoring to do that river walk.
Right, redevelop the riverfront.
Yeah. And then, on the other hand, right there in southwest Detroit, you have, as we've been talking about on stateside and news reports, the monster pile of pet coke that's just dumped along by the river. Sitting there.
Right. Which is a step backward because that was us once where we didn't care about or think about how we piled up bad materials along the riverfront. Now we've had to clean it up and it's very expensive to reposition those former industrial areas. And we certainly don't need to pile up any more junk. Who wants to live and work and be in a beautiful place like Detroit working in new fields, whether it's medical or IT or otherwise, when you've got, you know, slag heaps of a modern era around? It doesn't help us move our economy. You know, just up the river from Detroit, mm-hmm. where one of the more exciting efforts, Mark Hackle, the county executive, mm-hmm. understanding, as we talked about it, that, you know, we need to help him and that community kind of rebrand itself if it's going to be a choice location for people to live and work. What do we know Macomb County to be? You know, Reagan Democrats and machine shops and strip
problems
malls.
With polluted beaches that have had to be closed.
So he has a blue economy initiative basically saying this is a lifestyle community where we have access to this wonderful Lake St. Clair and waterfronts, and they're purposefully both redeveloping their waterfronts so there's access and enjoyment and people and celebrating the fact that it's a special place to live and work. Given water and this mm-hmm. lifestyle that you have. And that's a powerful new sort of identity for Macomb County. And it's the same kind of reality that we have the opportunity, whether it's similar work in Muskegon. There you have one of the most beautiful harbors on Lake mm-hmm. Michigan in the world. And, you know, dotted with the relics of the paper and other heavy industries that made us rich. How do you clean it? Because you can't develop it at all if it's not clean enough or if it's toxic.
Sure.
And the economic payoff, and we did studies with Brookings about the economic benefits of just cleaning up the Great Lakes. It's at least a $3 to $1 return. Every dollar you put into cleaning up toxic hotspots, rebuilding sewer and infrastructure systems so that the beaches aren't closed mm-hmm. means enhanced property values, enhanced tourism, enhanced ability to be a choice location for people to live and work. That pays off down the road in terms of economic benefits for the community that is cleaned up the mess and is enjoying the water. You can go up to Marquette and see the same thing mm-hmm. on their beautiful waterfront. People, new condominiums, you know, new walkways along it. It's a place that's an exciting lifestyle place to live and work. that's all leveraged by being on this wonderful piece of real estate that includes some of the most beautiful and magical bodies of water, you know, on the planet.
Now, John, as we talk about using the Great Lakes as an economic power source, in a sense, to kind of drive us forward, could we wind up overusing the lakes or not using them wisely, as was done through the 20th century?
Well, I think the smart understanding is that you do want to keep some of it in beautiful beaches and natural areas, both because that makes it more valuable if there's parks and the beachfronts to enjoy. People not only want to live there because you have access to that, people want to come and visit, but you do want to have replaced the factories and the waste dumps with, you know, marinas and public walkways, and allow some. The market wants to move in. I mean, people will pay more for an office or a vacation home or even a motel or a hotel if it's on the water. And so there is opportunity. The market ultimately wants to develop that water as much as possible, but it's even more valuable if it's interlaced with scenic areas, conservation areas, protected areas, because that's what we all want to enjoy.
John Austin, who is the director of the Michigan Economic Center, which is affiliated with the Prima Civitas Foundation. He was kind enough to join us today in the studio. John, thank you so much.
Thank you, Cynthia.